Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, it's believed that the Irish woman and ISIS bride Lisa Smith has escaped an ISIS detention camp in recent days. The former Irish Defence Forces member was being held at a camp that's holding families of Islamic State fighters, along with her two-year-old daughter. Large numbers escaped from the camp as Kurdish guards left their posts to flee the Turkish offensive. Now, I've been talking to journalist Norma Costello, and she's been telling me what's known at this stage about Lisa Smith's whereabouts.
Currently, Lisa Smith is with some other foreign ISIS women in a border town between Syria and Iraq on the Syrian side, and she is in a safe house run by rebels. These rebels are Turkish-backed rebels that were part of the recent Turkish incursion into northern Syria that essentially destabilized the region and allowed the chaos of, you know, the shelling of the camp that then, you know, kind of facilitated Lisa Smith's movement out of the camp and towards the border.
Is she in captivity or is she free to move around? Well, given the circumstances of where she is, but free to move or free to leave?
That's unclear. Now, I did see some correspondence from Lisa that suggests that, you know, she's safe and that she is being taken care of. And I know some from colleagues who have spoken to other women there that they are in a comfortable position currently. Now, like that, though, it is, you know, a volatile war zone, and they are at the front of it, basically, by being in the border town between Syria and Turkey. So she wouldn't be moving around anyway, like, you know, anybody would in a war zone like that. But she, it's whether, you know, it's whether or not the people that she's with are treating her well. I mean, from all accounts we have so far, yes, they are.
And do you have any information on whether or not there is a plan? Does she want to cross into Turkey? What does she want to do?
So Lisa has petitioned to come back to Ireland every time I've spoken to her, and it's been a line that, you know, she has maintained. So the logical way for Lisa to do this would be to travel to Turkey, probably facilitated by these, you know, rebel factions, travel to Turkey, and then in Turkey she's most likely to be detained. She could be detained. The most likely way that they would detain her is for illegal entrance to the country, because Lisa entered Turkey in September 2015. I'm going to speculate, and I think it's a fairly solid speculation, on a tourist visa. So Lisa possibly does not have her passport now, because when ISIS members from other countries joined ISIS, they gave their passports to an immigration emir who would have, you know, kept all of these documents. So it's unlikely Lisa's going to have a passport. So she'll be detained in Turkey. Now, the Turkish government might decide to charge Lisa with something, but that has so, like, there's been so few cases of that, that I'm, you know, like, what we know, let's say, by empirical knowledge or by what's happened, you know, so many times before, is that she'll be held for a while. The Department of Foreign Affairs will issue her a emergency travel document when the Turkish government decides to deport her back to Ireland.
What are you hearing about her daughter? Is she with her?
So from the correspondence that I have seen and that colleagues have seen from other people, nobody has complained that their child has been taken away from them. So that would indicate that the kids are with them, because I imagine if their kids had been taken off them, or if their kids had been injured or something like that had happened, you know, they would have alerted people, and they haven't. So that would suggest that the children are still with them.
What can you tell us about her relationship now with Islamic State and with the rebel group that she's with? Is this a jihadist rebel group?
That I can't clarify, but, you know, it's a lot of what we're seeing from a lot of the groups that were part of this offensive. We're seeing a lot of footage of them, you know, like chanting Islamic State slogans, you know, kind of behaving in ways that would be quite similar to the Islamic State. So, you know, it's not a million miles away to say that they would share Lisa's ideology.
Norma, as you say, you've seen some correspondence. Is she now contactable? Does she have access to a mobile phone, for example, or access to technology to get in touch with family or friends?
No, she doesn't have her own direct method of communication to the outside world yet. I doubt that will happen for some time. But there are other methods. She, you know, other people are contacting people on her behalf, and that's what we've seen come out so far. But we do know where she is, and we know kind of who she's with, one or two of the people that she's with. And based on the correspondence, we can kind of say that, you know, that they're not in a bad situation in comparison to what could have happened. I mean, she could have been killed in the shelling in the camp. She could have been part of the later clashes between ISIS and, you know, the SDF that happened later on. But Lisa seems to have got out quite quickly and, you know, been transported to the border quite quickly.
And did you get any other information, Norma, about that journey? You know, you say it was quite a quick movement, but we also at the same time were hearing reports about the bombardment from the Turkish authorities at that stage, then the movement of the Assad forces to the northeast of Syria. So it was a very volatile situation.
She has said that she was on foot, and that's something that we've heard before. I don't know, you know, how credible that is. I think likely what's happened is that the Turkish-backed rebels went in, found these women, and then transported them 50 kilometres to where they are now. And they would have been travelling on roads that they controlled, so there wouldn't have been too much issue there.
You've met her, Norma. You've had contact with her. Does she strike you as a woman who is now living in fear? Or is she a woman with some degree of control over her situation?
I've kept my own personal opinions on Lisa, you know, sort of out of the reporting that I've done on her. But one thing I will say is that Lisa strikes me as someone who is quite capable of surviving and who is quite capable of managing situations. Well, I never got the impression from Lisa, despite, you know, her time in Al-Hol or her time in Ain Issa, that she was one of the more vulnerable people in the camp. That never really. And I spoke to camp guards about that, and they said, no, that she wasn't being attacked by any of the other women. And so, you know, you can kind of judge then that Lisa is she's quite able to manage in those environs.
And I suppose, Norma, you know, she's had army training. Did you detect leadership skills with her?
Lisa's emotional control is quite good. She's, you know, she didn't strike me as hysterical. She always got her points across the way she wanted to. Other women in the camps were not as articulate or as calm as Lisa. I'm not too sure in terms of leadership skills. That's something that we don't know. And we don't know, like, this is the point that I keep making. There is a vacuum between 2015 to 2019 that, you know, we don't know much about Lisa's life inside of the Islamic State.
And have you, before you go, do you have any information either through your sources, through the correspondence you've seen with Lisa, as to what the situation is with the Department of Foreign Affairs at the moment and what, if any, steps they're taking at this stage?
Well, I think there's a lot of discussion going on at the moment, and there's going to be emergency meetings called in how to deal with this, because obviously they're, you know, they've been catapulted into this really strange scenario where an Irish citizen who was told to make her own way home is now doing just that. They have told me it's very difficult for them not to issue Lisa an emergency travel document. They will have to issue her one. Legally, she's entitled to it. And then they will obviously have to follow, if the Turks want to deport her, they will have to play ball with that. It's important to understand that Lisa is not the first person who will be faced with illegally entering Turkey and then being deported and being issued emergency travel documents. We have a case in January 2018 where a family were issued these documents as well in similar scenarios. We don't know which country they came in from, but we know that they were issued emergency travel documents and that they were sent back to Ireland.
Norma Costello talking to me a little earlier on.